Welcome to the mystical world we live in with Almi. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almi.
Welcome, my beloved brothers and sisters. We have had multiple glitches to get together again. In fact, last week I was in Alaska and my class very obligingly ended at 5 o'clock because they're an hour earlier than Pacific time so that I could be with you on the radio show. And for some reason, through technical difficulties, we couldn't get onto our own show. So the little topics that we had to cover last week, we will do at the end of these topics that are listed. So if you wanted to really hear what that was about, it will be coming. And now today we're going to discuss the languages of the Infinite Mother and Father, and we're going to speak them and explain them, and also the opening of the secret libraries of Isis and the translation of the golden plates that were found in there. And in fact, a very small portion of plates that were on an emerald-like substance. I don't know what kind of substance it was, but I was able to translate a small piece from that. The restoration of the incorruptible white magic of man is possibly a good place for us to start. And also the sacred order of the white rose. So let's begin with that. The first thing... And excuse me, let me just take a sip of water. The first thing that I want to read to you is a little bit that I wrote down in my diary. And incidentally, we have recently made that diary public for everyone to be able to see, because I was recounting the many beautiful spiritual, mystical events of each day, and I've had lots of letters to say that the Light family all around the world find it highly inspiring because it gives meaning to their experiences that they're having the same day, and then they go, aha, that is exactly what is happening. So understanding white magic. Starting in November of 2006, a reemergence of bodies of white magic has taken place. Now, great gifts have been restored to humanity, and it's its magical birthright, my brothers and sisters, and they've been given to restore what once was ours. The various mystical kingdoms have participated in this dawning of an era of magic among men by sharing with us their precious secrets. And, you know, we've got, of course, the book, the Aruba Ferina book. And on our Aruba Ferina website, we have the interdimensional photography in color, just like we have, of course, we have others. But a year before, we also received permission to photograph interdimensionally into the kingdoms of these beings in the Aruba Ferina book. And what is so interesting about that is that it, in fact, changes. So as we get closer and closer to the time when the prophecies are fulfilled and the Infinite Mother and Father establish their holy cities in a way that we can see them here on Earth, at that time, closer and closer we get the photographs of things like the Holy Mother's crown, for instance, which is in the book Aruba Ferina, becomes more and more clear. In fact, we find that more and more gems are starting to show up in the picture. Those things that have been wiped out of existence because they prove to be non-life enhancing are in the same way disappearing, both out of photographs and out of the book. So, you know, various mystical kingdoms have participated in giving us the precious secrets. Aruba Ferina in the fairy language means a gift of love. But the greatest sources of mysteries and magic have been the opening of the hidden sacred libraries of the earth. the Isis libraries opened up first of all, and it opened up its secrets in December of 2006. The secret libraries of the Order of the White Dove opened in September of 2007, and others followed during the months that came after. But, you know, in spite of all of this, man has had a trepidation about embracing these holy and incorruptible gifts. And perhaps it is because of eons of abuse of magical powers, or perhaps it's an innate knowing that the magic available to man throughout the ages came from a tainted source and exacted a price. It is time for us to understand the vast difference between first and second ring magic so that these prejudices can be released. And in fact, there's a little line that I've translated from the 13th plate from the White Horse Libraries, and there are some White Horse Libraries in England, and they're indicated by the massive white horses on the hills. And then there are very large ones just north of the Victoria Falls area in southern Africa. And it's from those larger libraries that I translated this. A day shall come when magic is restored, when man again shall have what was his before. The origins of man are magnificent, and the secrets of that have been slowly but surely revealed by these holy libraries. But one thing is very clear, my brothers and sisters, we are not the lowest of beings simply because we are the densest. We were, in fact, the cradle of cosmic civilizations, called by some of the star beings the Partal, the nobility of all that is, that have come down into the densest levels to bring our children home during the massive cosmic ascension. So let's look at the source of power and energy that white magic uses, and it might also give us some indication as to why it's time for us to embrace what is rightfully ours rather than shun it. See, power is needed, of course, to effect changes in reality through intent. The great differences between incorruptible white magic, gifted to us by the mother and father, and other forms of magic to use as a tool to direct this power of intent are, firstly, other forms of magic. And Mother has, by the way, removed their ability to effectively work by writing it into the book that determines reality, the Book of Life. So other forms of magic exerted the individual's will over the environment, whether it was beneficial for the interconnectedness of life or not. Now, white magic cannot be used to benefit selfish desire or individual benefit at the cost of the whole. Now, let's take a look at number two. Other forms of magic derived their very limited power from another life source, an external source, to put awareness, power, and energy into an incantation or a ritual or an object. Even though millennia later, somebody may have used it with good intentions, the source of its power was tainted in that a life was taken for its power source. Using such power created a cosmic debt, and of course we generally have referred to the cosmic debts as karma. But the source of the power for the white magic comes from within, and it benefits all life in that the practitioner utilizes the principles explained in the following that I'm going to explain to you. But these principles are based on changing a lower order to a higher order. My brothers and sisters, anything lower, like lead that's turned into gold, is in fact transmutation. But I'll explain to you what I mean by that in just a moment. But the bottom line of it is, my brothers and sisters, that the practitioner is going to benefit and so is the environment. So practices of external magic used to deplete the practitioner and his environment because they were not life-enhancing to the whole. The very key phrase. However, white magic that's incorruptible enhances the practitioner every time it is used, since it raises consciousness, benefiting all life. So now, we're going to see the principles upon which white magic are based, but to do that, I have to explain a few bits and pieces. What is power? Power is the cohesive force that holds the building blocks, those tiny subatomic particles of existence, into a specific pattern. When a lower order or pattern makes way for a higher one, less cohesive force is required and power is released. So you can see, if a white magic practitioner can change a lower level of manifestation of life into a higher one, that power that it releases is his to use because of the fact that he's just benefited life. He's enhanced it and ascended it and himself. So what is energy? When power, as a force of cohesion, is released, it causes a movement. The other building blocks around the new pattern or within the pattern move. But because their pattern has not been changed, or because they are not in a pattern, either part of an electromagnetic field or a form, but part of an empty space, they return whence they came. In other words, they bounce back. They could ricochet back and forth multiple times, depending on the force of the power released. In other words, if we can get that pattern to shift not one note up, but, say, three, a whole lot of power will be released. The building blocks of life are ricocheting back and forth, and this movement becomes the energy source. Now, what we need to look at is how white magic gets its energy source and its power from the building blocks of life. The indirect source of the power in the incantations or the sigils. Now, a sigil is like a symbol, but definitely not a symbol. A symbol represents something. A Mercedes symbol tells you that it belongs to a Mercedes car that's made in a special shape, special price, that sort of thing. A sigil describes something. So it tells you exactly what that life form or life or being or individuation has done for the cosmos and is doing for the cosmos, the role it's playing. So that's a sigil. And the indirect source of the power in these incantations or sigils is the compressed building blocks of life the mother or father have placed in them. They do not provide the power directly. White magic does not use an external source. The Toltec seers, which, of course, you know, for very much of my life I have been a Toltec, Nagual, and seer, they call this internal magic second ring magic. It's internal. First ring magic uses an external source. So the infinitesimally small building blocks called subatomic particles, the particles of quantum physics and so on, communicate to the same particles within us through a universal language of love and light. A pattern of perfection is broadcast, inspiring the building blocks within us to rearrange themselves into a higher and higher order with each use. This results in releases of power which, with focused intent and pure emotion, will influence the environment. Beneficial white magic takes place. My brothers and sisters, I want to read to you something that the Mother of Creation gave me on October the 20th, 2007. You know, perhaps a better place to begin is I wanted to also read to you what I have written on the back of my book, Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. This is the releasing of the secrets of the Order of the White Rose. And Mother gave me this. Erech va uharesh virabi presatve uhulu verech vi klauna bel ushvastra usba kluanat. Through the ages, hear my words. They will come forth at the end of time. Illusion will be banished. Truth shall be known. Those are the words of Isis, and we show you the glyphs that were translated to produce that. But Mother said the following. The holy scriptures, this is not the piece from Mother, this is my piece that I put on the back of the book. The holy scriptures of Isis, long guarded by the sacred order of the White Rose, have at last been released after eons of being hidden. Traveling through a time tunnel between Egypt and Ireland, the masters of the Order of the White Rose have prepared the land of Ireland for the birth of this most miraculous event. Translated by Almeen, this ancient wisdom and startling revelations contained within this book will change our paradigm. My brothers and sisters, the reason I wanted to read you that, every plate that I translated, every portion that I did, I felt myself change. Mother has promised that the translations that we've done into this book, in fact, have 144 levels. That means every time you read your book, you will grow. When you read it again, even if it's just a little passage over and over, there are 144 levels in which it will unfold itself. That's why it's mostly given by the mother in verse. So first comes the rose by Isis scent, then comes the dove, then the red serpent, three bodies of magic, then another one given to man, and the fourth yet to come, and the fourth one was in fact the order of the white horse. Holy the words, prophecies for men. Holy the secrets of what happened then, when cycles of life long ago hid from men what was their right to know. Another library soon opened shall be, preserved for this age when man shall see. Sunat Kumara ruled the motherland, and the motherland is the name many called Lemuria. Saved the magic to restore to man. That too shall tell, and witness shall bear, that the reign of the mother soon shall be there, that the gift to her children of magic restored shall elevate man to the heights of before. Long did the gods of distortion that were try my glorious advent to deter, but the unreal can never the real defeat. Thus though their actions, their fate was sealed. Thus through their actions, their fate was sealed. With great love I gather my children to me. My voice shall they know, my face shall they see. Great is the dawning of life upon earth, as the white magic of Isis again is birthed. And this was received from the Mother of Creation, October the 20th, 2007. And my brothers and sisters, as I speak to you today, Mother will speak little bits to me like she's doing right now, which I'll say to you and then I'll translate it. When I finished reading this piece, she started to speak to me. Vishkahkie me shachta unesh, vispakaya asha, usmike kiava unushutu via manash, vispapio kui kinema chia, usachta mishka unesh veste. Mother says that this has already been fulfilled. My voice they shall know, my face they shall see. Great is the dawning of light upon earth. With the great love, I gather my children to me. And why Mother is saying this is that the masters that are in my classes, my brothers and sisters, some have been with me for 1 week. When they walked in with a dialogue and in ego identity. And when they walked out, they were in silence. And they walked out as masters. The reason is the miracles that the Mother has shown us during that week we shared together. But those masters from all over the world, I have a stack of paperwork of their experiences, seeing Mother day by day by day, experiencing back and forth. forth, going to the holy city of light, which as yet is hidden from our sight, but experiencing things, having her tell them to do things for her and on her behalf, speaking to Father, being able to kneel before them, before their thrones. This is a daily experience for many of the masters. Many of them now speak their languages, and certainly they have seen their face and heard their voices. Now, upon entering the just seemingly endless libraries of Isis, it felt as though I stood before the ages and in the presence of vast, bygone cycles of life. Ancient wisdom lay within the silence of those walls, its hallowed records preserved for eons from the invasion of self-seeking and profane eyes. I'd been sent by the Mother Goddess, who has created all life, to retrieve and translate a set of gold plates and a small portion of another set of plates that appear to be made of an emerald-like substance and which were bound together with three gold rings. The vast halls were filled with hundreds of thousands such sets of plates, as well as some scrolls in tubular gold containers. There is no limit to the information that can be translated for the benefit of the life and consciousness of man. All we need to do to access that knowledge is to have faith and be willing to receive it. The truth of these holy scriptures can be felt in the purity of our hearts. It is from there that more shall be called forth, inspiring us once again to take up our power and bring magic back to the world of humankind. I'll close this segment, and then we need to take a commercial break, with words from the little book that's so charming called The Little Prince. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. We'll be back after these messages.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
The book Journey to the Heart of God, Mystical Keys to Immortal Mastery. After 3 months of intense physical preparation, in January 2004, Almeen experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for more than the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with ego, in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book has been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like the automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it is transcribed. Few who have entered into God consciousness leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of the immortal master in addition to continue function among the masses. Play the Toltec, Nagua, and seer, Almeen's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. It's an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. These sacred messages came the true identity of mankind as life beacons of creation and the way showers back to the heart of God. Within this book, some of the mysteries of the cosmos that have plagued seers for eons have been solved for the first time. never before in the history of any mystery schools. And such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the destiny of man. With every fiber of our beings and in the depth of our hearts, truth, no matter how profound, can be recognized for what it is. And it is the truth that shall set us free. To receive a copy of this book, premier CDs, online magazine, workshop, or lecture downloads, go to www.almeen, spiritual, journeys, journeys.com, or call 502-499-0016.
Source of love and light, a goddess is born to banish the night, to awaken the magic that life once held, driving your heart and prince to the spell. The long night is over, the dawn has begun, upon the earth the goddess has come, to turn the key that turns the page and ends the darkness of the bygone age. Faun and elf invoke the light, at the ending of the dark and fading. Goddess reigns, and joy abounds.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
Well, welcome back, my brothers and sisters, and I want to speak with you a little bit about the Order of the White Rose, because it's one of the topics we promised to cover today. And there in Ireland, they are ascended masters, and they have come through a time tunnel near Clonmacnoise in Ireland that was opened on the 27th of January, 2006, by Isis, and closed for the final time on the 28th. And Clonmacnoise tunnel has also been the place where Princess Scotia, for which Scotland is named after, came through with her group. And that time tunnel came through, and she was either the daughter or the granddaughter of Queen Nefertiti. There is some controversy between scholars on that, but this is the time tunnel through which they came. So for each of my visits to Ireland, the Mother Goddess had given me a sacred object to be entrusted to the orders of the masters there. And the very first one that I took was a little statue, and nothing special when taken at face value, except that it had been programmed in an exceptional way. You see, holy objects on earth had ceased to be holy when the earth began its ascension during February of 2006. The earth and all beings on it were therefore at a higher frequency than that of the objects previously deemed holy. The little statue, however, had been programmed to move up in concert with the ascension, and its purpose is always to remove blockages of energy. Mother herself had reprogrammed the object for use by the order. Now, the second object was a container that had held water blessed in December 2005. The masters of Ireland filled it with water that would instantly become holy water, and the water had had special spirals of light put into it, making it living water that bestows life. And then the third object that I was told to take to them was, in fact, two little blankets. And some of the information around it is not something that I've been permitted to reveal. There's very few things I'm not permitted to speak about, but this happens to be one of them. But they did once hold the fairy queen of all fairy queens when she was born to a goddess on earth. Her name is Athirina, and they had been left exactly as one of the earthly gods had folded them. Now, each of the masters of the order has also had a stone that has been in the physical touch of Sunat Gamara, which is the ancient ruler of Lemuria for more than 1,000 years, and who was one of our planetary gods. I just really could never understand why this group should be so blessed until December the 7th of 2006. I'd been with them and met with them and had returned to my hotel room when a white rose appeared in a vision before me. And I heard clearly the order of the white rose. The Irish masters would hold the feminine aspect of the magical and the mystical on earth. And Mother herself would be at the heart of it, holding the keys. This explained why this order was also vitally instrumental in bringing in Belvaspata. And Belvaspata, which is spelled B-E-L-V-A-S-P-A-T-A. Now, there is a little section on our website, which, you know, of course, is www.spiritualjourneys.com. And on there, you will be shown a portion of Belvaspata section. There also is a Belvaspata website that the masters themselves have put up. And then I've been instructed by the mother to get a website up and running called almeenhealing.com. And although we're still adding to it, the first portion of it is up. Belvaspata is a gift of the mother to humanity, a sacred healing modality that's gifted directly from her. And the masculine aspect of white magic and its corresponding keys would later be held by the Order of the Dove, and that began in September of 2007. But that order and its masters were called in October 2007, but the founding master, the Master Ruchir, came from the Rose to establish the Dove in September. What sets this order apart is that unlike other orders in which the sacred becomes secret, the master of this order in Ireland will safeguard secrets until instructed by the goddess to release them. They will then share them with those on earth that are ready to hear. Until then, the deeply esoteric information is shielded from the eyes of the profane, and therefore it cannot be misused. When it can be shared, their secrets will be immediately released. And this book that we have been mentioning, Opening the Doors of Heaven, I translated very much with their assistance. So, in this way, they will become conduits for the divine, much the way a rose that sheds its fragrance upon the air. There has been a strong connection in ages past between Ireland and Egypt. The masters of the Orders of the White Rose are to reestablish and strengthen that connection by restoring the keys, which they've done, for cat magic, the magic of Isis. And their membership is based on their levels of consciousness. All of them are immortal, all of them dedicated to the mother of all creation. These meetings are open to those of you, my brothers and sisters, who know that you should be there. You can look at on my website. We call them very tongue-in-cheek, because they are of that to very small degree only. The miracles that happen are beyond what we can put out as an advertisement. But the point is that where my classes are listed for Ireland in Dublin, you will find it on our website, and those are the masters we are speaking of. And if your heart tells you that you're supposed to be there, then you come. They will welcome you with open arms. Their order is like a core, a circle. Around it there are 3 petals, around that there are 7 petals, and around that there are 12 petals. This is the DNA of man before the massive cosmic ascension began and the planet Earth ascended along with it in 2005 in February. During the subsequent months and years, layers of petals, more complexity, has come to the DNA of man. But there is a little bit that's written by Isis about this. She says, 12 petals there are around the core, 12 bodies of magic from days of yore. The core is the wisdom by the goddess held, that none can corrupt the magical spells. Symbolized also the earth and sky, for around the earth 12 star systems lie. I tell you now the names of some, 7 you know, but 5 yet to come. Antares, Lyra, and Pleiades too, 2 from Andromeda we tell to you, what's left of Orion may surely come. Arcturus too is the 7th one. Sirius may never come very near. When 2 poles join, space disappears. Antares and Pleiades, their rulers replaced, are welcome now within our space. But now we entrust a secret most rare of what other star systems soon will be there, like the petals of a rose round the earth to lie, shining like diamonds across her sky. The first secret entrusted by the order held, in its power guarded well, more shall come, sacred objects too, to the white rose order chosen are you. When the veil is removed, they will surely show 5 new star systems with stellar glow. And I can tell you the names now of these star systems, my brothers and sisters, Bramich Vilshbak and Au Gravanu Bilnutek, Eres Vistapas Skalvarutet, Blanuch Bramus Selvahip, and the 5th one is Trua Visva Stelech Nut. They are shielded from our eyes, but they lie around the planet, according to what we have translated. Why have I called you this order to start? Because you created through willing hearts, a piece of my palace shining anew, with bricks of gold created by you. You cleared your lives, and as you did, these secrets told could no longer be hid. Another order yet to come, to be held by other ones, the counterpart shall be of what you've begun. Then the dove and the rose shall intertwine, again white magic forth shall shine. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
The gift. Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the Unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
And we speak so much of the dove coming forth, and the dove was in fact established by the Father. God the Father's body of magic was the counterpart to the one that Mother established in this Order of the White Rose. And I wish to read to you, just so you can hear Father's language, I will confess to you that I don't pronounce it as well as I should because of the fact that I speak several of Mother's languages, but Father's language is not spoken quite as often by me. But we will give it our best shot. What I'd like to actually give to you are the angel names given by the Father for the Fountain of Youth. And there's a information given to how to make the fountain of living waters, the water that have the light spirals in it. But the angel names are Haraham, Hashaham, Kala Kabla Kata, Hirhes Hernabes, Lekba Klarata, Laktara Babakla, Hirnhet Heskuva, Slarata Kantrala, Beska Bebaklet, Hirnvra Pata, Bestrava Klarata, Hirnkla Pata, Beskavet Babeklet, Hirnuret Harastret. That is what it sounds like in the Father's language. These are written, although they are, of course, names in Father's language. And there's a calling by Isis that was the first thing that I had to translate as I started these wonderful secrets that she has revealed about life that went before. And I wanted to just read you that translation. The calling by Isis is, ancient these secrets that now I tell, from cycles before and this one as well. I am the one, as Isis is known, in a language forgotten they are shown. Through tunnels of time an order is called, stalwart and faithful they shall stand forth. On a land I have chosen, above all else, where the energy is felt of the goddess herself. That which is given shall grow through time, for thus I unfold that which is mine. Only those with a heart sacred and pure may receive the secrets of these words. The time shall be right for them to be heard. When the language comes forth, that is the third. Three tongues there are, sacred and true. The first is this writing I give to you. The languages three are the mother's tongue. In the deepest darkness she will change one. The secrets restore the memory of man, for energy flows when man understands. Now, before we go further, there's just a bit more, but I would like to actually stop right here and just explain to you the little bits that we've just read, because she speaks about these three languages of the mother. And the language that the plates start out in is mother's very, very ancient language. I have seen this language on some of the very ancient temples of the Holy Mother that are in the etheric as I've traveled back and forth. But up until about, all the secrets are in that language. Then you start to see a more advanced language. For instance, in the Isis book, there are predictions, and there are predictions for our day and age. The predictions are written in a more, shall we say, advanced, in that it was a later stage and at a higher level of life, language of the mother. So I will speak to you the different languages. The first language I've hardly ever spoken, and I'm not entirely sure if I can. Let me speak the last two languages so you can hear the difference. The one Isis writes in is the following. Erek beshkletne herek vastarach binit, presprak naur harach bishmakrat erekne statvi, pelesprak arat usnek, virespra uruchna stavach bavi, ekletnerek neshtu mishkla harach stanavit peles ustravabrach. What I am saying is the books that have come forth through my hand, given directly from the mother or from the holy sources from which they have been translated, are carefully safeguarded by a number of angelic presences that have been assigned to them, that only those who know in their hearts that those books are for them will pick them up and read them. And thus they have their own natural selection process, that those who are the major light bearers and way showers of the planet are the ones that are drawn to them. And now the language that I spoke earlier is in fact Mother's third language, and that is so interesting. It says when the language comes forth, that is the third the first that is when this record was to be released to the world, and it was exactly that way. So the third language has no R's in it. It has no F's or W's or Z, as you call it in England, Z. Couple of other letters are missing, but the R is the most notable, and it sounds like this. Ishkayach nama kuyiviya, kayo ushuchtana saba, pichmikyo kuyish namasa, istuch nama iyechne kiachba. At a time when magic comes forth, white in its use, balance to restore, from fairy, horse races, giants, and myrrh, to share secrets and powers to confer. Bishpach is iskia ma ukyoch, inashviste kiebe isha. Nuch payekieve ishuchta nama, vishmach usta heshves kli uchvach ba uva. The magic of Isis will again be seen, secrets given by the heavenly queen. But the other kingdoms guard their magic well. Isis's magic is most at risk, being not guarded as well. Piokoye ne esha isasa, suchikihia ta unesh, kuyach machkata ich unu uvehye spaushvabi. When the last throes of darkness again arise, in the hearts of two women and men alike, the order must guard that none may steal and misuse the magic meant to heal. Tot bilatra ni shika, uhye havakye ishinamasa, vushkukiak yama uvushoko yimini ichi, atataskana vahushu, stapa ukiva amavavi. Those will try, and others too, to take for their own what I give to you, to search for power like a disease, will riddle their hearts before there is peace. Mother shall sweep away the scourge, her words of ire shall be their dirge. A dirge, for those of you that are not familiar with this old word, is the death song, like an elegy. Treachery uncovered, their lives shall cease. Conspiracy removed before there is peace. The mother's third language shall speak their demise. Gone shall they be, no more to arise. Then may you share my magic with men. It shall be safe, but only then. Stand forth, ye guardians, in power and might. You then may reveal Isis's light. Let's take a quick commercial break, and I'll be back again.
The book, A Life of Miracles, Mystical Keys to Ascension. This book is deeply inspiring and motivational in its content. It is unique in its field of making man's relationship as a microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. Its detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life provides a carefully laid out map to achieving a magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, ascension. Elmine's gift as a mystic are a revelation to all who know her. She is an international phenomenon and certainly deserves to be. That's from His Excellency, Sir Koval Young, Governor General of Belize in Central America. What a priceless experience to be able to catch a glimpse into one of the most remarkable lives of our time. This book is bound to have an indelible impression. That's from the Ambassador Armin Sarkeesian, former Prime Minister of the Republic of Armenia. To receive a copy of this book, premier CDs, online magazine, workshop, or lecture downloads, go to www.almine, Spiritual, Journeys, Journeys.com or call 502-499-0016.
Have been opening the doors of heaven with Almin. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almin.
Welcome back to our final section. Today's hour went very, very fast, and it always does when we're into very exciting things, which this is, I'm passionate about these ancient records. So my brothers and sisters, why is it called the cat magic of Isis? I was given the Aruba Furina book in 1 week. I was approached by little tiny fairies. I was in the middle of writing this deeply metaphysical book that Mother instructed me to get done in 2.5 months, when one day I heard a little song downstairs and went downstairs and saw one of them on the edge of my piano with a song. And the song said that if I were on the 13th of, actually start on the 11th of November, 2006, they will give me during 1 week all of their magic and show me into their homes and everything else, and I would be able to photograph them during that time. And what I did is gathered during that week, received the book in a week, and with 9 other masters, took down as much information, we just worked day and night then, and as much as we could to bring forth to the world. During that time, there was a cat. Now, you must understand, if you look at the photos in the book of Aruba Ferina, you'll see many interdimensional beings inside and outside the window, and we were on the 10th floor of the York Hotel in downtown Toronto in a suite. But there was a little elf that appeared in my hotel room there, and he was talking about other topics, but then he referred to a cat that had been seen outside the hotel. And he said in his elfin language, Minhar Saba var tu, a cat tells a secret here, Ri im spaklu uhura vata. It has much magic, and you will Brahim know. And I asked one of the goddesses of the other realms working with me at the time what he meant. And she immediately told him to be quiet. She then told me it wasn't time yet for the cat magic. It was not till December the 8th at 1:30 a.m. in the morning that I awoke from a deep sleep in the Dublin hotel there by their airport, and there was an image of a huge scarab before me on the wall. And some of the masters in my Irish class had been to the temples in Egypt, and we had discussed their experiences the day before. And during that discussion, I felt uneasy. Something huge was hiding behind the appearances, and things were just not as they seemed. I also kept hearing it is within them. They are the temples. They hold the keys. And I tried to tell them, you're more holy than the sites, and other statements that were certainly true, but I wasn't satisfactorily explaining what I was feeling. And when the scarab appeared, it all became clear to me, my brothers and sisters. They were all very advanced masters. Each one of them had gone to Egypt to retrieve pieces of the scarab that was on my wall. The scarab formed a key to restore the white magic long hidden from eyes as the earth went through ages of dissension. And through the keys that they brought, I would once again be able to translate the ancient rites and secrets of a magic so pure that it cannot be misused. Cat magic is the magic of Isis. Written in the creator goddess's ancient language, it comes from a time 18 cycles of life ago, when the human kingdoms were very much part of the magical kingdoms. For the history of those 18 cycles, the second part of my book, The Gift of the Unicorns, gives that history, and it was taken down exactly as I received it, in dictation from those who were sent to me by the Mother, who she called the History Keepers of the Planet. Held in the ancient temples that stand, waiting for you to enter the land, now a desert, once was not sand. It's waited for you to place in your hand. The magic of Isis is that of a cat. Now it is time to bring it all back. Each brought a piece to heal the grid. When of patriarchy's bane is like a curse, you all got rid. She who must rest before it will flow will bring you that which you must know. By Mother ordained, by Isis left, for the days when white magic no longer rests. When what they're speaking of in this ancient prophecy is that I had actually hardly slept for the weeks prior to this date, and I was so exhausted that I was actually too exhausted to take down the full body of magic. I had to first rest before I could translate it. To the world it must go, but keys you shall bear. Mother is the ring that holds all there. She forms the core to prevent misuse. She prevents this magic from being abused. A great body there is, but you must wait for her to rest, then a book create. The more you help to give it form, the more the magic in you is born. All of you with Isis dwelled, knew of a day when all would be well, when you would be called to the land of Khem, which is the old names for Egypt in Atlantean, when you would restore all as was then, when once again the goddess would reign, when you would bring magic back again. My brothers and sisters, why is it called cat magic? Because of the cat people that worked with and on Isis's behalf. They're called the Jongalabruk. And their language is exquisite when it's written. Bits and pieces of their language have been kept by old alchemists and can be found in the old libraries. I know of one such manuscript that is in Italy. It's beautiful language, and it's Jong Zetviva Ufbet Klugak Zelaver Utra Vakleg Nunes Pelegabauva Stabelevi Kulu Eshvravi Ja Unablish Jongalabruk Spe Utla Kli Unish. Cat magic was kept from the very beginning, when land on earth was all in one place. We were the frequency keepers. We mapped out the frequency bands and kept them pure. We were hidden by the One in a dimensional pocket. She promised to come for us, the Jongalabruk. There are but a few hundred of us left. The wait has been long, but all have been faithful to the Mother of Beautiful Light. My brothers and sisters, I was able to visit them. They are between 5'8" to about 5'11" in that height range, and they have all shades of reddish hair. They are quite hairy. They have quite a bit of hair on their arms and legs. The men wear short white togas, and the older men wear long togas. In opening the doors of heaven, we give you their clock, and we give it so that you can actually, wherever you are in the world, live it. They have mapped out the frequencies, bit by bit by bit, of every hour of the day. Every two-hour period, 1 hour is proactive in a specific type of frequency, and the opposite hour is its receptive part. If we live according to the Jongalabruk clock, we align ourselves with the frequencies of the cosmos so that we can heal and uplift and be part of the oneness of all life. It's my time to say goodbye to you. I missed you very much last week, but we shall certainly make it up. And I'll be with you again next week. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for your time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, The Mystical World We Live In, with Al Mean. Please join us again next week.